Hello everyone and welcome to JFG Tonight. Sorry for those who were trying to watch the show of yesterday. Odyssey was in maintenance, so I couldn't upload it yesterday. Then I uploaded it and there was a bug. Maybe I did a mistake. I uploaded the wrong episode. So I uploaded an episode from 3 days ago by error. So now it's returned. So if you want to see my big deep dive of the Brian Koberger case and mainly the errors that he's committed that led him to be caught, now it's available. So sorry for the time it took. There was just multiple issues that showed up in the process. And I thought I wouldn't do a show tonight because the maintenance label was on the top of Odyssey at some point during the day, but it seems stable for now. So let's do a show. And tomorrow I'll take a break anyway. So tomorrow I'll be on vacation. I will go to the restaurant with Mama JF and enjoy the night. Micronova sends a super chat. He says, E. Michael Jones says, Jewish culture has deep engraved revolutionary spirit, which can be translated in various scenarios, but I will summarize as they would subvert your culture and nation because you are not and never will be them. And someone, new guy, was saying, every culture believes that. Look at Japan, China, and Poles. Okay, every culture believes that. Every culture has an in-group distinction and in-group preference. But it is quite unique of the Jewish culture to be promoting within the nation in which they exist, to be promoting to others not to have this belief. That is a step further than anything that the Japanese, the Polish, or the Chinese would do. To be making it a cultural taboo to identify as white, that is quite unique. Purple Tuna says, I'm redesignating my 5-day fast into a hunger strike. Into a hunger strike protesting JF's scandalous and unjust lack of Twitter unbanning. Yeah, it is quite ridiculous, and people say, "Oh, JF, maybe you didn't try the right way." Don't you think I tried everything? People are like, "Did you try refreshing your appeal?" I've refreshed my appeal about 50 times. So when is it that you will recognize that the project of Elon Musk is not a project of free speech, that many of the promises of Elon Musk haven't come to be true and may never come to be true? If it's legal, leave it up. Where's that? If it's legal, leave it up? Are you kidding me? We're not there. Second, general amnesty. We're not at the general amnesty. And so we're stuck with a billionaire who wants to play with a new toy that he bought, and he's not in for restoring a respectful and open system where everyone would get unbanned at some point. He's going case by case on a case by case approach, which is exactly what led the executives that took over Twitter in the first place, that justified the taking over of Twitter by Elon Musk. These executives are still the ones playing with this, playing with, oh yeah, let me talk to your agent here. Oh yeah, here's an email from the agent of some Twitch streamer. Oh yeah, I will pay more attention to this than I pay attention to my freaking forms that the everyday people like Papa JF are forced to fill. Bullshit. Bullshit, your general amnesty, Elon. It was a scam. End of the line, Joel says, JF is the master of real-time speech filtering of words in super chats. Exactly, I've been there. Der Goldsaf says, do you still pay for Twitter checkmark, JF? No, because I can't. I could back in the days, but they changed the system. And so if I try to subscribe to Twitter Blue now, it says error, error, error. So they've removed that ability from me to show them that, hey, I want to pay, I want to show Elon Musk some... To give some money to Elon Musk to reward him for his courage, but we have no courage and we have no fair system for free speech in America still. Go Away says, JF, sounds like you've been egregiously spamming the reapply unban application feature. Well, the thing is, every time someone comes to me in the comment section and says, maybe you didn't try to say this in your in your appeal form. And I'm like, no, it's not the way I phrase things. It's not about this. It is about the fact that Elon Musk has decided that there was no general amnesty. That's it. New guy says, but Coach Red Pill is back. Why no JF? Because when you leave human beings, when you let human beings handle things, corruption shows up because human beings are stupid. So Elon Musk would have been absolutely genius to make an automated system for unbanning, to make a scaled approach where, okay, if we find severe violations of the terms, you're not going to be banned permanently. You're going to be banned a month and then you will automatically be reaccepted. But no, instead he goes with his employees that he pays at high price in San Francisco. And he's like, go slowly and look at each case and understand what has happened. Absolutely ridiculous, because when you give that power to a leftist employee in San Francisco, of course they're not going to be fair. Firestarter says, JF, I missed the stream yesterday, but I want to say that hollow point bullets don't leave rifling, and the bullets, because they change shape. Also, shotguns don't have rifling barrels. Don't leave rifling. Okay, hollow point bullets don't leave rifling. And the bullets, because they change shape. I would have to check this. Is it impossible for a hollow point bullet to be traced back to a gun, to know that it was fired by a certain gun? I would be surprised if that was the case. But as far as the shotguns, I don't think it's something I talked about yesterday. Look at this. A nihilist who discovers that his entire life was meaningless. Once I found out I was having a child, all the things I had thought mattered to me immediately disintegrated into nothing. It's good. All of those things were idolatrous. I downloaded my archive today. I can't wait to completely nuke this account. I can't wait to be invisible. This is the closest to positive nihilism I can appreciate. Nothing you think matters, matters. What actually matters is a child. I would burn the Mona Lisa to give warmth to one child. Well, bravo. You should have listened to Papa JF years ago and you wouldn't have been lost in meaningless philosophy. You are a baby-making machine. You have been designed by a process called evolution and optimized for baby-making, and there is nothing else that can replace it. Now, I hate this realization that I hate it that people have to have the babies to understand this. Because I, as a biologist, came to this realization very early in my life, and I didn't need to have children. And there is something to be said about this class of people who keep saying, oh, you won't understand until you have children. No, personally, most of the things around parenting, I understood them way before having children. So don't be condescending. There may be people who are faster than you on understanding the reality of life. Stu Peters says, it's 100% normal. Don't you dare think otherwise. An 18-year-old dies suddenly on basketball court today, reported today. Just an 18-year-old playing basketball dies. I would like to have a quantification of those sudden deaths in sport. Can we get some scientists to look into this? Because right now, there's so much intimidation of scientists against doing research against the vax that they just can't. They're part of a system where they will get defunded, decredibilized, canceled, So they can't make that research. But I would like to have a serious research about a serious study about how many people were dying suddenly in 1990. How many people were dying suddenly in the 80s? We must have those numbers. We have the registry of death. We should be looking into this. Firestarter says, also, you could change out the crime-related barrel with a clean barrel. But you would have... You would still have the barrel of the crime somewhere to get rid of. Tim Cox says there's a scientist doing this research, but I don't remember his name. German guy. Yeah, but I've never seen a definitive case of that's how much people died normally in 1990. A new guy says need grant money for that. Who's willing to pay? Well, exactly. The governments are funding basically the whole of science, and they won't fund something like this. The other part is the private sector, but then those are the pharmaceuticals, and certainly the pharmaceuticals will not fund that research. Dr. Jordan B. Peterson says, I will risk my license to escape re-education. I have talked about it quickly on the show yesterday, but I've now read the whole letter of Jordan Peterson. I will risk my license to escape social media re-education. The Ontario College of Psychologists wants to retrain me to behave properly, and this should concern everyone. So basically, the Ontario College of Psychologists is saying, by having Jordan Peterson out there on the social media representing what it is to be a psychologist, he is tarnishing the whole profession. And because that's tarnishing the whole profession, we should be able to exclude him from the College of Psychologists unless he's willing to follow a course on social media communication. And Jordan would have to go to this condescending course, and it would be condescending because... anyone who wants to teach to Jordan Peterson how to do social media is by definition lower than Jordan Peterson in his expertise of social media. If there was an expert that you would point to on earth into how to dominate social media, certainly Jordan Peterson would be among them. So of course, it's a condescending thing that the college of psychologist is doing, but I would say that Jordan is guilty of the same condescendence, which is why I would say to Jordan, you reap the cancel culture that you sow. Jordan Peterson has been participating himself to exactly the same situation. Basically, we are a group of people. You want to be among us for the purpose of speaking freely. Therefore, we will have to decide whether you should be part of our group based on your previous statements. Jordan Peterson did exactly this to Faith Goldie. Faith Goldie was supposed to be a speaker at an event. Jordan Peterson was also going at this event. And they've decided that Faith Goldie was too hot to handle. Too hot to handle because she had been in an interview with a Nazi... supposed Nazi radio show in which she had remained silent in front of racist statements being made by the other person. So here Jordan was, who's supposed to be a defender of against compelled speech, was unsatisfied that Faith Goldie remained silent in front of racist statements and didn't denunciate them. He decided that she should have been compelled to speak. Jordan, for this reason, canceled the appearance of Faith Goldie, said she was too hot to handle, and ended up doing that free speech conference alone with his pro-Israel friends. That included Gad Saad, if I remember correctly, who I think of as a very much pro-Israeli person. Now, when you consider what the College of Psychologists is saying to Jordan, they're saying, look, Jordan, we're part of the same group, just like Jordan was part of a group of conference goers with Faith Goldie. We're part of the group of psychologists of Ontario. And you as being part of this group, we expect a certain standard of things that we would like to compel you to say or think. Because if you don't say or think these things, we are so disgusted by you that we consider that you tarnish the whole thing, that you are too hot to handle. And therefore, we will deprive you of your license as an Ontario psychologist because you cannot, just like Faith Goldie, you refuse to say the things we want you to say. So I am not taking Jordan Peterson in pity here. Jordan Peterson has always been using a kind of privilege of having other people think that he's far right, having the whole leftist media go after him for being so-called far right, but remaining a gatekeeper, and also trusting again and again the system, the very system that's going after him right now, and defending that system. Jordan Peterson, if from the start he had abandoned the liberal order and what comes with it, which is precisely these colleges of profession, the state control, and this compelled speech, if he had denied all of this and had said, you know what, we're going to take the means to create a future world in which this kind of control doesn't exist. If Jordan Peterson could have made the honorable thing here back in the days and let Faith Goldie speech, if Jordan Peterson had turned against the system and had said we need to abolish it in full, then I would stand with Jordan Peterson as an oppressed person here. But Jordan gets the medicine that he deserves, the medicine that he has once served to someone else. So fuck Jordan Peterson. I'm rooting for the College of Psychologists to kick him out and let groups control who is part of the group. And as long as we are in this mob cancel culture that Jordan Peterson has led himself in the past, I want him to be canceled just as much as Faith Goldie. Go Away says, I got to JF through the Minecraft to alt-right pipeline. Careful there, Go Away. Careful, you are getting radicalized. New Guy says, although I hate to say it, but I did find JF via the alt-right Jordan Peterson pipeline. Stop saying that I'm alt-right because I hate denying that I am alt-right. So I hate it. I hate it. I hate apologizing. I hate saying, oh no, I'm not this. I'm not that. You will notice that I always insist to mostly define myself in positive terms. I like to say I am an intellectual who believes in this and that and this and that. I hate saying I'm not this. So please be very careful when you attribute a belief or a label to me, because my revolutionary heart, my contrarian heart, wants never to have to say, no, you're wrong, I'm not this. Because I find people so pathetic when they say, oh, I'm not racist. I'm not racist. I have a black friend. I'm not racist. I just went to a Jewish dinner. I find this so pathetic that I've always insisted to never do it in my life. But well, you see the result, you know. Not denying those smears and attacks can get you in some trouble. But yeah, this is what I would want to say to Jordan. Rather than support the system that beats you down, why not support its abolishment? Because you're making your little resistance move where he's saying, I'm not going to go to the social media course. Why don't we start talking about liberty of association, Jordan? I'd love to have Jordan in this corner because it's a very interesting thing. In a way, the way the College of Psychologists is disassociating from Jordan Peterson is very much what a bunch of citizens in America could want to do with respect to their neighbors. They would want to disassociate. They would want to stop being forced into diversity forms that they haven't chosen. They would like to be, to stop being, having their right to free association be systematically violated. Why don't we have this conversation? Because if Jordan is to say that the College of Psychologists is bound to keep him in that college on grounds of, I don't know, is it a denial of their liberty of association? Is it a denial of their liberty of defining what is a proper psychologist? I'd like to bring Jordan Peterson on the field of personal liberty and freedom of association. Mikronova says, I don't remember how I discovered you. I'm glad I did, and the group chat too. By the way, where is the right? Leftist always talking about far right, but silent on the regular right people. Hashtag the right way. Where is the right? The right is shoveling cow shit. The right is planting cabbage. Because if you're a right winger, there is no hope for a victory politically ever in your life. Maybe there's a hope in the long term, 100 years, 500 years, in some location, maybe a local win. But you cannot be a right winger and hope for a democratic victory because democracy precisely is the anti-right wing. It is the, we give the people the power to vote themselves right to thievery, right to steal through taxes. So yeah, the right is not engaged in persuasion anymore very much. And we don't hear much argument coming from a right-wing principled perspective anymore, because because people don't want this, and it's a loss fight to begin with. Kantzilla says, I saw Jeff for the first time on Drunken Peasants. He was arguing against an evangelist evoking the divinity from the crystalline structure of snowflakes. Wow. Those were back in the atheism bros moments of the internet. Mark says entropy. Yes, if you'd like to send super chats on entropy, feel free to click on the link below. My favorite platform for super chats is Odyssey. So if you'd like to send super chats through Odyssey, don't forget to add a new payment method in your Odyssey account, and then the super chats will be available with a dollar button under the Odyssey chat. So Jordan Peterson claims that his entire statements about the his statements that led to his being forced to do a social media course by the College of Psychologists were all political commentary, making a joke about Jacinda Ardern, criticizing the Ottawa City Councillor, criticizing Justin Trudeau's former chief of staff, criticizing Justin Trudeau, and retweeting a conservative leader, Pierre Poilievre, about the unnecessary severity of the COVID lockdowns. And it seems that they are taking issue also with some of his statement about fat people and not being fat accepting enough, and instead being saying that being fat is wrong, is bad. I mean, and he says this has nothing to do with my practice as a psychologist. Well, But I would say that when Jordan banned Faith Goldie, what she was reproached had nothing to do with her stance on her principled stance on free speech. So to what extent do you have to limit your issue with someone to their job only when they are disrupting your reputation at a larger level with larger statements? If Jordan Peterson had said, you know what, Faith Goldie was on a call with a Nazi, but she didn't say anything violent, she just stayed silent in front of the Nazi, then I would support him. But since he has banned Faith Goldie, I support the banning of Jordan from Ontario College of Psychologists. Colin Oxworth says, I'm so glad I grew out of the Reddit atheist phase. Sam Harris and The Amazing Atheist are so fucking cringe. People, you know, you can move on to other things while also not denying the value of what you've done. You know, I've transitioned. I don't talk about atheism very much anymore. But I don't look back at this time and say, oh, it was bad, it was cringe. No, it's just this was a hot subject then and people were talking about it. But yeah, there are people who are stuck in this mentality of all of my life is defined around secularism and atheism, and they have had difficulty moving on to the modern discussion of larger political issues. And they stay in that kind of blind liberal atheist faith that doesn't extrapolate very well in the current world in terms of in terms of commenting on modern issues. Because if your only point is, oh, my parents were so authoritarian and I've been forced to believe in this and that. If that's your only point, okay, we heard you in 2003. Now what? End of the line, Joel says, Dawkins is still the Dawkins of 2006. Yeah, and that's so sad because he could have been a better man. He could have read The Revolutionary Phenotype and he could still do it and engage onto something new. But no, it's this recycled approach to intellectual contribution, which I totally dislike. I'll never do this. I mean, if you've seen me across the years, you've seen an evolution in what I talk about that adapts to the current world, but we don't see this in everyone. Cloud Warmer says, I found JF in the old days of the public space on YouTube. Maybe some of the debates, in fact, and hung around because of the dry intellectual autism without all the edgy talk. I can share JF videos with regular people and don't have to worry it will say something in poor taste or spurg out like cozy. Okay, I don't know. I've never watched anything on cozy, but... yeah, yesterday when I was seeing the Odyssey, bugs showing up, and I was like, holy shit. One of the bugs was that when I tried uploading a thumbnail, the message that came was, account in bad standing. But that wasn't my account. It was the account of Odyssey that was in bad standing at the company that takes in the thumbnails, because it's a separate website that handles the thumbnail. And I was like, holy shit, are we hitting bankruptcy here? Is this my last day streaming on Odyssey? Yesterday, I thought I would be stuck going at Cozy, believe it or not. It just passed in my head. Of course, I don't want to be at Cozy. But it passed in my head that maybe Cozy would be the only platform left for me to stream at. Total Grimm says, here is the study regarding cardiac arrest in athletes. Oh yeah, this one I had seen. Rational harm-benefit assessment by age group are required for continued COVID-19 vaccination. graph showing the excess mortality in the age group 0 to 14 until week 2022-51, generated with data from 27 European participating countries, so that's the Euromomo, and 2020 would be the gray line, 2021, late in 2021 the vaccine starts, and we go above the dotted line, which would be the average expected, and then very much above. So this guy has quantified the Euromomo data that I've been, you know, going by eye. I often show that data on screen and I'm like, hey, it's above the red fucking line. What's happening? So the 0 to 14 years, I didn't know it was that bad. Because according to this graph, the 0 to 14 years are also highly suffering from increased excess death. That would be almost an average of 500 children per week. What are the units here? If those data points represent, each data point represents a count of excess death by week, we'd be talking about thousands of children easily. Is that real? It's what I get from this graph. Thousands of young children dying because of the vax. Look, 1,000 in this week, 1,000 in this week, 500 in that week, 400 in that week. That would be a lot of dead babies and children. Steven Robinson says, I found JF on my friend's couch. I would go over to his house with his wife and children, and we would talk about many things till the late hours of the night drinking. Wow. Why is everyone sharing when they found JF? Cloud Warmer says, Calamox, yeah, but imagine JF being held within the community of fucking Ethan Ralph, for example. The only thing that would be a good thing is to do more collabs with Ryan Dawson, for example. There are social circles that I'm not super fascinated at the idea of returning to. It's just... you're surrounded by idiots, and their audiences are idiots, and they come to the regular chat and they just ruin the experience. Like, I'm really satisfied by the level of IQ we have from the regular chat right now. And I can't say that any time in my life I've been very satisfied with the quality of the regular chat. Back in the public space days, there was just too much hostility. People making... At some point, I started banning people for committing fallacies and telling lies about me and just misrepresenting even slightly what I had said. Because I was like, holy shit, we need to improve the quality of the people here. And at this point, I'm very satisfied. But we had to withdraw to quite the corner of the internet to have such good company. I would not welcome blind attraction to my show anymore by thousands, because what comes with it is fucking human stupidity. Steven Robinson says, Jeff, you have trained those of us left in the chat well. Okay, maybe I did. I hope that is great. Raised Fist says, I found JF when he was interviewed by Brittany Selner, FKA Brittany Pettibone. Oh, God. I never knew that this interview would bring me anyone. It was like terrible, and she was like, oh, yeah, let's go to this super high class restaurant at the top of a tower. And then let's make the interview outside in the wind of Ontario. So, and she had this little journalist recorder. And it was like... as I was speaking. Not a good idea. Someone says, ethical skeptic, well, this should be put to rest. This should put to rest any doubt regarding the fact that we have an enormous sudden cardiac death problem right now. Two, that is not being caused by COVID nor long COVID. So what do we have? We have 30 sigma as of week 50 of 2022. So any divergence from zero is a significant divergence to a certain extent, but the alpha gives you the number of zeros after the zero. So am I zero? Is there a 0.01 chance that I'm wrong? Then it's alpha equals one, I believe. 0.00001, that would be alpha 5. In astronomy, astrophysics, I believe they like to see alpha 5 before reporting something, and alpha 7 before saying it's absolutely certain or something like this. Well, we have alpha 30 here. That's like, this is a level of confidence that is higher than that expected in astrophysics to say, you know, the universe comes from a hot, dense material, or to say, here, I can draw this pixel on the CMOS background of the microwave background. So it's quite a standard at alpha 30. It's certain. It is certain that there is abnormal death happening. In this case, they were looking specifically at heart and circulatory and uncertain related death. This is what I had been seeing on the graphs. You know, you cannot see so many dots above the red line on the Euromomograph without it being highly significant. Meanwhile, the cowards in politics are folding, believe it or not, after like we've been through 13 votes or something like this, and they held, and then eventually they folded. Most of them have folded at this point. We have only the Matt Gaetz of this world and a handful of others who are voting against McCarthy. So McCarthy at this point is missing 6 more votes to reach the majority, or 7 more votes. I think he has to attain 217 or 218 to be elected. And even Gosar. See, Gosar, this is quite a coward who got into this. Somehow I kind of respected him because he's been interacting with streamers, but then eventually he denunciated them and disavowed them. And then people were telling me, Jeff, he disavowed them on April 1st. It was a April Fool's joke. That doesn't look like it. And now he folded on his vote against McCarthy. And you can see the moment where he votes, he's trying to explain to Matt Gaetz that he cannot go on with the resistance. Let's have a look.
Gosar.
McCarthy.
So he doesn't look happy. I don't know. He looks like he's stepping over his own principles and siding with the mainstream. But still, he should be ashamed. It's like not any. You won't be saved by a display of unhappiness. You did the wrong thing. You stopped a resistance that you were part of. And it's because of people like you that the politics never change in America. So you should be totally ashamed, Gosar. And I personally had lost respect for him already, but it keeps going. New guy says, I should also mention that Stick, Sex, and Hammer was part of my JF pipeline. Another honest commentator worth listening to. Absolutely, Styx is great. The EU just chived Facebook. Chived Facebook, and I can't stop smiling. The EU just slapped Facebook parent company Meta with nearly $500 million fine, but that's the least of the company's worries in Europe. Mark Zuckerberg's data hoovering social media colossus will have to write the EU a $413 million check for violating user privacy in EU member countries. For a company that made nearly $40 billion in 2021 alone, even as a fine as large as that, which Meta will certainly contest, won't force the company to change its ways. See, it gives you nothing to cuck. Facebook has been cucking to fear of the government legislation, fear of the government giving fines, and you still get fines. So you lose your customer base because you start banning people, and you lose the respect of the public and the confidence that they can speak freely on your stuff. And then you still get fined. You still get fined the maximum fine allowed, which is what, 1% of the full revenue. So that's basically, they went for the maximum of the European law. So nothing that you've done, Zuckerberg, in terms of cucking to Europe has been worth anything. They still got you with their maximum. Ariel Suarez says, although I already knew about you, I found out about you being a content creator in YouTube during a stream with Uzalu. I think you were discussing something about John Tron, then the whole crowd empty happened. Lol, those were great times. Yeah, people are quite nostalgic tonight, and yes, those were great times. Oh my god, Uzalu. Uzalu was a great guy. I don't know if he's still around. We had so many friends back then, though. You know, for me, there's some defect with this part of my life, is that I'm not a social guy. I wasn't a social guy back then, but we were talking to way too much people. Holy shit. It was a way too social moment of the internet. It was too much for me. We're going to win. The House adjourns until 10 p.m. as McCarthy grows confident. I'm very afraid that he's right. I think that his approach of constantly going back to a vote has gotten the opposition tired, and they're starting to be told by other politicians, hey, you have to stop this. We really don't respect what you're doing there. And eventually they gain back everyone one by one. They have a strategy where they're trying to isolate Matt Gaetz, because McCarthy called a negotiation yesterday and invited everyone except Matt Gaetz. So he wanted to convince all the others without Matt Gaetz so that he would be left alone. And I think the establishment always wins in politics, and I wouldn't entertain any hope that it will be different this time. McCarthy walks back a deal talk, starts shouting at reporters. People keep saying that McCarthy was shouting at reporters, but I don't see any audio recording, so I don't care about this news. Ashley Babbitt's mom has been arrested during a peaceful protest. She's been arrested for jaywalking, for crossing a street in a celebration of Ashley Babbitt's death, because guess what? It's January 6th today. January 6th, if the revolution of January 6th was as big as the Democrats want to believe it, you would have woke up this morning and you'd be like, oh, January 6th, on this day, 3 years ago or 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago? 2 years ago, on this day, January 6th, the American government has almost been completely overthrown, and you would remember it. But of course, I woke up this morning and didn't think about this at all, because nothing happened 2 years ago on January 6th, other than the real newsworthy event is the death of the daughter of this woman. The death of someone at the hands of violent police, which is not how the leftists want to cover this. Let's see the arrest of her mom. She's celebrating the death, you know, she's trying to remember the death of her daughter at the hands of the American government. She gets arrested by political police for jaywalking.
You murdered her inside the Capitol, now you're going to arrest her?
Move to the sidewalk. Move to the sidewalk. If you don't move to the sidewalk, you'll be placed under arrest. Move to the sidewalk.
Also, now suddenly blocking traffic is a big offense. I seem to remember different rules back in the BLM days.
I did not murder her daughter.
Yes. Go to the sidewalk. Let's go. Sidewalk now.
He says, I did not murder her daughter. Funny, because she was saying, you murdered my daughter 2 years ago. And they said, I did not murder her daughter. Well, your police friend did. Good job, says, they despise us people. They want us dead. Cloud Warmer says, JF, where is white? Did he go back to Hyperborea? I don't know, but when I see that white is gone, normally he comes back. He comes back weeks later and he says, I was doing something in the wilderness or whatever. I know that white has given me a homework and I've not completed it yet because it's super complicated. Calculating something about evolution, I will tell you, I'm because he told me he would send me hundreds of dollars if I do it. I cannot guarantee that I will have an answer for him because it's a complicated question. I have to do integrals over generations, and I'm not a big fan of integrals. I know mathematics a lot, but not that domain of integrals and derivatives. It's really not my cup of tea. So, I don't know. Another way to do it would be to manually count maybe 10, 15 generation and derive a general rule for his question, but I'm not there. Good job, says, hello, JF. Happy New Year, man. Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. Naberius says, hey, JF, the other night you suggested to someone that he leaves his Japanese waifu if unable to reproduce. However, if I recall correctly, you once stated that you would stay with someone even if they couldn't reproduce because of how much you value monogamous commitment. Have you changed your mind? No, I didn't. So to clarify, what I said to the guy, and I was blurring exactly what I said to the guy because I want to not give information about who he is. But what I said exactly to the guy is, maybe in 3 years from now, your wife, if you have zero babies, your wife will say, you know what? We failed at making babies. I want you to have a family. Please go away and find a girlfriend. So that's the hypothesis I was suggesting to him. Not just to drop your woman because she can't make babies. But I drew a scenario for him where, you know, some women who fail at having babies, eventually for the good of their husband, they say, all right, and especially in a situation where they have a younger husband, they can show some understanding and let the husband go and let him have his babies with another woman. That is the situation. So, and to be clear, this whole idea of staying with your wife, if you've promised to each other monogamy, staying with your wife even if she has zero babies, if you have zero babies together, that was something I said to a young man who was studying engineering. Like, if you're at 19, 20 years old and your wife is 19, 20 years old, what I say is that this bond should be strong enough to see yourself potentially going into the future, not having babies and still loving her and still being monogamous toward her. That was something I was saying to a young man who was with a young woman. Because I think that when two people reserve their lives to each other in that way, they must be making the bet together toward the future, toward the better or worse, toward the things could go in all sorts of ways and we will remain together. That's the spirit of two young people marrying each other. Now, this situation is very different. It's a situation of a guy who was younger, who went for an older woman. And not only this older woman is the one slowing down the baby making, because he wanted babies immediately. She didn't want. She was 33, 34, and saying, "Oh no, I need to get a job before I get babies." So in that situation, if infertility was to become a problem, in my estimation, it would be because of the woman. Because in this particular case, he insisted since the very first day of their marriage that he wanted babies and he wanted them quick. So because she delayed it, she has a higher guilt. It's a completely different scenario if the two are 19 and 20 and there's no way they could possibly know that one of them is infertile and they go on in life and they take the risk together. That is what justified my difference of opinion, but no, I haven't changed my opinion. I still think the same about young couples, and I think differently for couples in which the age difference is major and in which one is particularly guilty of the infertility. Colorado says, yes, back to school. I don't know what you're talking about. Good job, says, I stayed with a woman for over two, despite her telling me infertile. I recently found out she had two abortions with me. Everyone in her family knew but me. Imagine how I feel. Wow, that is scandalous. That is exactly why I'm kind of happy when they talk about banning abortions. It's as long as we can't have male consent to abortions, I say ban them. Go away, says, I found you one night on a Coke binge when I was looking for porn and found an interview you did with Anna Hayes. Been watching every day since. Well, see, there is an interracial porn to JF pipeline. And you found it. Go away. And we're happy. We're happy that you found me. That you found us. SBF seeks access to $450 million in seized Robinhood shares to pay his legal fees. Sam Bankman-Fried is fighting to persuade a U.S. court that he should be able to access Robinhood shares worth around $450 million to help pay for his legal fees. The problem? The Department of Justice, which does not believe that the 56 million shares of Robinhood were property of the bankrupt FTX estate, moved on Wednesday to seize the shares. Another problem, both FTX and BlockFi are also laying claim to the shares as well. Holy shit, these exchanges and Robinhood, everything is very complicated. You have 56 millions of shares here. Not millions of dollars, millions of shares. Of Robinhood, the trading company that I don't recommend. And somehow, FTX believes they are theirs. BlockFi believes they are theirs. Did Robinhood create fiction shares just like FTX created fiction bitcoins? Holy shit, these people are dishonest. Roddy Lesson says, CZ should also try to lay a claim, because why not? Yeah, those are my shares. Those are my Robinhood shares. this is where you... And all of this is securities legislated and fully registered and done by people with courses in this field. And it's unbelievable because those regulations don't protect you at all. It's like, oh yeah, we have those regulations. Before you can sell any securities, you have to follow Powers, of course, and pass this exam. And no matter whether you pass the exam and follow the course, if you're a dishonest person deeply, it won't change it. James says, I found JF when he did a video online talking about things. I think that James has just found the general claim. He has found the general form of the claim. You can replace his words in, you can replace the blanks, and you'll have your own story to tell about how you found JF. What else do we have? WWE shares skyrocket as ex-CEO Vince McMahon returns to the board, seeks a possible sale. And see, Vince McMahon is very enthusiastic. I've never understood why he went away. He went away because there was a wave of cancellation coming for him, and there were starting to be allegations and sexual impropriety and that kind of crap. It's like, don't kneel to this, bro. You're Vince McMahon. What the fuck? Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, hey, Jeff, when I used to go on dates, I would ask women how many kids they wanted on the first date. The reason for this is because one woman I dated told me a month into the relationship that she hated kids. So I started saying I want 6. No woman ever wanted more than 2 or 3. Yeah, it's a big problem, and we need to fix this. It's a huge problem for civilization that somehow the number of places in a regular car is limiting the sizes of family. We should impose state mandated minivans for everyone. We should make it so that you always have extra space, and therefore making more babies would seem more feasible. Kuntzilla says, peak JF was when he was streaming Harvest Moon and teaching me about the distinction between the phenotype and environment, reconciling libertarianism with determinism. I chose my cage. Those were the days. Those were the days. By the way, I just bought 2 new game pads. You know, those PlayStation-style game pads, because to me, those are the only game pads that will ever exist. I bought them. They will come. I bought them on Amazon. I want to go back into the ROM and emulation world. I want to... Maybe I could do some streams of classic gaming. That would be fascinating. But I can't wait for the delivery of these gamepads, because I have great fun with emulators. Judge suspends law license of lawyer for Alex Jones following Sandy Hook document leaks. This is such political persecution. This, to me, is disgusting, what they do. They don't just try to cancel people and cancel Alex Jones. They go after the lawyer of Alex Jones. Now, they're accusing this lawyer of releasing improperly discovery data. How do they know that it's him? I'm totally disgusted by a judge deciding that this guy, the liar of Alex Jones, must be punished and included in the cancel culture too. Trump vows to wage war on Mexican drug cartels with full force of U.S. military. Oh, man. It's amazing the contrast between the excitement I could find at a Trump statement in 2016 and how I don't care today. I wouldn't be enthusiastic at all at a Trump candidacy. You want to do war on Mexican drug cartels? Don't you have other ideas to run on that fit more that benefits directly the American citizen? And yes, Kenter says another drug war, lol. This has been done. The war against drug, interventions in other countries to control the drug cartels there. It's been done again and again in the history of America, and it's always a mess, it's always a waste of money, and it's always a favoring of the intelligence and military industrial complex. Fuck this shit. Trump, I hope that Trump does something like run as a third candidate to just play scorched earth with American politics. Because Trump being president is not a good news. Rodila Sid says, that is an idea from Scott Adams to move the military and drones against Mexican drug cartels. Well, attributing this to Scott Adams as a original discovery or idea, I don't know. I'm sure lots of people have been speculating about this before him. Russia blames Ukraine for shelling front lines, hours into a Christmas ceasefire. Russia says Ukraine is shelling Russian military positions during a 36-hour ceasefire, which Kiev and its allies have dismissed as a sham. Well, it seems that there was not a solid agreement for the ceasefire. So no Christmas truce in this war. Unlike the times of Germany and the World War II, where, if I remember correctly, there was a genuine Christmas truce that worked. Or is that just a story that they say? Colorado says World War I had Christmas ceasefires. Oh, was it World War I? But wasn't it in World War II also? Or maybe not? Wikipedia admin jailed for 32 years after alleged Saudi spy infiltration. So he was jailed in Saudi Arabia. Whistleblowers have alleged that the Saudi Arabian government infiltrated the highest ranks of Wikipedia in order to control information about the country, activists reported yesterday. So basically, a spy entered the administration of Wikipedia and identified other people, other Saudis who were in the Wikipedia administration and who were doing stuff that the regime didn't like, basically. I don't know what to think. I'm a libertarian. I don't like when the state imprisons people, but I hate Wikipedia administrators. I think it's shameful what they did to this encyclopedia, turning it into a tool of the establishment through the notability criteria and the prior value given to statements by journalists of the mainstream. And so when I hear that a Wikipedia admin has been jailed for 32 years, I wash my hands of it. As a libertarian, I'm not libertarian for that moment. Sheriff's deputy in Idaho put a helmet on Brian Koberger before he was put into a waiting pickup truck and transported to jail. So people were surprised that the police would put a kind of army helmet on Koberger. That, I suppose, is to avoid the chance of snipers getting him killed. It seems that for high-profile prisoners, it is what they do. We learned a couple of more details about Koberger. he thoroughly cleaned his vehicle. He was also seen wearing surgical gloves multiple times outside the family home after going back to Pennsylvania. So that makes you wonder if the parents were aware that he was in trouble. I mean, you see your child come back from from his PhD job in another state, and he's super nervous, and he's cleaning everything in his car, and he has these surgical gloves to dispose of stuff. As a parent, normally you should be able to detect these signs, know the signs of murder. DK Shadow says, good thing he was bad at InfoSec. Yeah, he was terrible, as I've covered yesterday. And now the video is available. Very late, but it came at 5 p.m. It started being fully available. Idaho, and by the way, I had uploaded a copy of the video temporarily on YouTube because I was seeing that Odyssey was bugged, and I was like, the people need JFG tonight. So I will deliver a YouTube version of the video. But as soon as Odyssey recovered, I uploaded it at Odyssey, and then I started thinking, because I was seeing the YouTube comments, and you had, of course, the real fans of the show, but there were also other people who were coming, and they were saying, oh, JF, after years, you've come back. I'm so happy. Where were you? And I was like, I'm annoyed by these people. These people are not serious. They don't even take the means to follow on a website, to cross website, to go at jfg.world, which says, I am streaming every night, 7 p.m. on Odyssey. And they're like, oh my God, JF, you've been gone from the internet for years. And what I did, so as soon as the Odyssey video showed up on Odyssey, I deleted the YouTube video. It's like, no, go away, you guys. You're not true fans. Idaho murder victim's father wants Brian Koberger to know he won't be on the planet that long. So the father of one of the victims was Steve Gonçalves, regularly appearing on shows to talk about this. And he said that he was participating to the investigation to the best of his ability, trying to feed any information to the police that could help further. And it seems that the case is pretty solid against Brian Koberger. And a final comment before the end of the show. A central problem in science today is that scientists are encouraged by the system to become just managers, meaning the vast majority of the scientific process is handled solely by grad students, postdoc, and research scientists without much input from the principal investigator. There's some truth here, and there's also a problem with what is said. Definitely, the system of science currently relies on the kind of slavery of young people wanting to have a PhD or postdoc and willing to do anything and accept low pay and accept shit in their life for it to happen. That is definitely a problem. It is not a problem, though, that principal investigators are not much involved in research and they are mostly managers, because the reality is it's never been the case that someone at 50 years old makes a solid scientific progress. Your brain is just too mush. Your brain is gone at 50 years old. You may be able to function, you may be able to eat boiled broccoli without a straw, but you can't come up with an original scientific idea. That is a truth that resonates across the history of science for centuries, and it's always going to be the case. So don't think that the solution to PhD slavery is, let's get the boomer involved a little more. No, The key is, let's get the boomer involved a little less, okay? Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.